The Lord God regretted that he had made man on earth, and his heart was grieved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, as we're getting ready to enter into Lent tomorrow, it's very appropriate that we happen to. It's not what we're supposed to be having for the Feast of the Holy Face. It's not what we normally have on the Shrove Tuesday, the day before we enter into Lent. This just happens to be the reading today of Noah and the Flood. And especially that prelude to it, why our Lord God decided to send the Flood. Because the evil of man was so great. And what he does is he wreaks all this havoc, which causes great destruction on the earth because there was such evil that it could not persist. Such it grieved the heart of the Lord God. We see destruction in our world, and we see evil mounting up. But what Lent invites us to do is to see that evil and the destruction in our own souls, and to see what it has done within us and how that grieves our Lord. But he doesn't grieve that he made us. He wants to remake us. And that's what Lent is all about. It's all about God allowing us, or rather allowing God to break us down by taking on what? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. To break down those things that we normally rely upon our own selves, so that like God sent the flood to destroy evil on the earth, evil can be destroyed within us, and God can begin again, and we can begin again with God. What we see is lots of destruction, lots of hardships that we're going to face in these next 40 days. We're voluntarily taking them on. But our Lord gives us hope. Our Lord gives us hope in the feast which we celebrate today. And this is the one thing that is going to help you above all to make it through the difficulties of Lent. We're subjecting ourselves to a special time of heightened temptation, just as Jesus spent 40 days in the desert and was tempted by Satan himself very strongly. The holy face of Jesus. The holy face of Jesus is the feast which we celebrate today. Think about that. Why would we have the holy face of Jesus right before entering into Lent? It's because that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus our attention not on our situation, not on the trials that face us day by day, not on the hardships that we have. The only way you and I are going to be able to make it through this great season of Lent is by focusing upon the face of Jesus. About letting us see that his face is focused on us. And as we see that we are always within the face of Christ and his face is always upon us, when we remember that his face is always before us, difficulties do become easier. In fact, in the explanation of today's feast, it says God gives us a moment to gaze upon the refulgence of his glory so that we can make it through Lent. That means the splendor or the bright flashing of his divinity. So that whatever we face in the face of his face can seem, as we often do for funeral readings, a momentary and light affliction when compared with the glory that God has in store for us who put our trust in him. Let these words and these meditations be upon you as we enter into Lent. Because no matter what difficulties we have or hardships we face, when we gaze upon the very face of God and recognize that his face is gazing upon us in that same moment, we have the strength, not in ourselves, but in the face of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.